Many dentists are so dang afraid to charge their patients for the services they provide that they end up falling right into the hands of what dental insurance companies have been doing for years. It's called bundling. And when dentists are shown how to layer their charges, they get concerned they are nickel and diming their patients. Perhaps understanding the definition of the term nickel and diming and looking at common business principles and practices might just change your mind. We begin our podcast right there.
Computers are live. Mixers up. Levels are good. Equalizer is good. Ready channels 1 and 2. Mic is live in 3, 2, 1, roll it. Welcome, listeners, to the My Practice, My Business podcast, where we teach dentists and their teams how to reclaim forgotten profitability in dentistry with our clinical business of dentistry training. And now, the host of our show, the clinical director at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Welcome, podcast listeners. It's Dr. Rob with My Practice, My Business. Thanks for being here with us today. The subject is the nickel and dime syndrome. Let's define the term nickel and diming. It is to damage someone or something either by taking away many small amounts of money or by giving too much attention to details. Traditionally used as part of the larger phrase, to be nickel and dime to death, referring to the undesired price of upkeep for a certain item. More fundamentally, it refers simply to seemingly hidden ongoing expenses, which over time add up to a large expense. When we provide dentistry and avoid bundling of services by charging out the codes we actually do, does that damage the patient? Does it damage their oral health? I don't think so. In fact, offering choice and billing out what we do provides us the opportunity not to cheapen our services and skills. It validates our training and expertise. As far as an undesired price of upkeep to maintain a patient's oral health, many patients view the cost of dental care as excessive no matter what we do. However, the alternative is not a favorable thing either, and they know it. And with most of those patients who need major work, it didn't appear overnight, and they know it. Well, at least most of the time they do, and they'll fess up to it. The price of upkeep begins with brushing and flossing, followed by regular visits to you and I. That alone could be construed as nickel and diming, but it's not. It's just the cost of maintaining good oral health care. It's maintaining our oral health care. It's keeping our bodies healthy. And lastly, on the definition, do we really have hidden ongoing expenses in dentistry that the patient doesn't already know about? The only time there is a hidden fee is when there is a hidden condition that we unravel when working on them. You know, the ones that surprise us and put us behind in our schedule. Giving the patient choice and letting them choose what is best for them regarding their budget and time involved should be their choice. We are here to guide and offer opinions, not absolutes. Dental insurance companies want us to, force us to, coerce us to bundle our services. They indicate this on estimations of benefits, in their dialogue with us, and even with our very patients directly sometimes. Examples would be bundling buildups with crowns, downcoating with fillings, and including anesthetic or suturing with any and all procedures, just to name a few. Okay, let's add a few more, including periodontal charting with scaling and root planing, bite wings with panels as a full mouth series instead of separating them, which is what we actually do. And how about 2 periodontal maintenance procedures per year when the patient should have 4? In a year. Whenever we teach practices in our clinical business of dentistry trainings how to charge for services they provide, it involves using CDT codes they never even knew they could charge their patients for, let alone they even existed at all. Then there is the creation of new codes to accurately present to patients and tracking your practice management systems. This business principle is what is called layering for your services instead of baking them into one code. For example, your patient needs a crown. There are codes for different types of PFM crowns and an all-porcelain crown. Yet, there are many different types of all-porcelain crowns you can order from your dental lab, and they are not created equal, nor do they cost the same. So what do you do if the patient wants a better all-porcelain crown type? You know, the one that is way more beautiful than the cheap one. You do give your patients a choice, right? Are you able to charge the patient a value-added fee for the better crown? What if they are part of a dental insurance plan you are contracted with? The answer is a definite yes. Yes, you can charge the patient an upgrade fee for the better crown. We clearly point this simple truth out in all of our trainings as defined by the dental insurance companies themselves in their own rules and regulations. With that being said, traditional unknowing dentists will charge out an all-porcelain code, maybe a build-up code with it, if they haven't been beat up by the insurance companies too much, and that's pretty much it. Dentists trained in the clinical business of dentistry courses here at My Practice, My Business will also add an upgrade fee for the better crown if the patient makes that choice for the better material. Would an extra code or two or three really be considered nickel and diming the patient? Not according to the definition as we just presented. Why do hospitals, same-day surgery centers, and your own doctor have layered charges? Can you fly first class on Delta Airlines at coach pricing? Do optometrists charge the same fees for frames and contacts? When is the last time you took your car in for maintenance or new tires? With just those businesses, is there one code, one description, and one fee for any of those entities and their products or services? Not even close. We could go on and on with other business entities out there that simply layer the things that they do for full disclosure. That's what consumers want. Consumers understand differences in quality. They appreciate choice, and it builds trust with the businesses they frequent. Dentistry is a business. Consumers also want full disclosure and transparency. Dental consumers are no different. When a treatment plan is given to them, it's a one-time charge, not a recurring charge, which is the actual definition of nickel and diming. Those recurring charges are exactly why periodontal therapy oftentimes fails. Nobody likes to be charged for something twice. Being upfront with all of our charges is full transparency. I oftentimes notice that when patients come into the dental office suffering from periodontal disease, the practice will typically treatment plan them for the needed quads of scaling and root planing. And that's it. What about all the other codes? You know, like local delivery of microbial agent, all of their periodontal maintenance appointments, and mouthwash like chlorhexidine. Many offices omit those fees because of the fear the patient will perceive of the office, or more specifically of the doctor, that the doctor in the office is nickel and diming the patient. They're nickel and diming me. Look at this. Down the road of treatment, they let the patient know there will be further charges. Okay? Now, that's the definition of nickel and diming. When you let them know there's going to be further charges, instead of charging them upfront for everything you do, layering all treatment down on the treatment planner, laying it down, or known treatment at the time is being fully transparent and does not come under the definition of nickel and diming. Let me say that again. Laying all treatment down on the treatment planner or known treatment at the time is being fully transparent. That is not nickel and diming, people. That's being fully transparent of the things you know that you need to do. And even if you have surprises that come up and you explain it to the patient, you take oral facial images to explain that needed treatment, that's not nickel and diming either when you take the time to explain. But if they get up front and there's additional charges, yeah, you're going to have a problem. It does come under the definition of good business practices and principles. That's where we are in dentistry. We don't nickel and dime. We simply charge for what we do. What I find amazing is how many of you out there will allow the dental insurance companies to nickel and dime your fees to death. And you know exactly what I'm talking about, and you know exactly what I mean. When we teach offices about layering what they do instead of baking their fees, I see it in their eyes. I see it in the eyes of some dental team members that they just don't think they can layer those fees and charge for what they do. I've actually had some team members even say, "We give those services away as a courtesy to our patients, Dr. Rob." If you've listened to our previous podcast, you know how I feel about that. Those team members, those same team members, then follow it up with, "It sure seems like adding additional codes to our services seems like we're nickel and diming the patient." This type of thinking is exactly what dental insurances want you to think and want you to endorse. You completely fall into their plans of bundling when you think this way, act this way, and charge your patients this way. This is what gives them the fuel to implement policies, or at least try to implement policies that restrict us from running profitable practices without working our guts out or just working with small margins. The more you and your team bundle your fees and don't push back on them with the dental insurance carriers, the more they attempt to normalize these bad business principles that work into their favor and not in yours or your patients you serve. Charge for what you do, my friends. Price has nothing to do with case acceptance in the large majority of your patients with needed treatment. If there is a code for what you need to do, treatment plan it. Next time you or one of your team members thinks you're nickel and diming your patient, you need to ask yourself if you're not simply cheapening your skills and shortchanging you and your team instead. Your salaries and bonuses come from providing your patients with the best dentistry you have to offer. Does your team really want to work for free? Is your staff willing to work for free at least one day each week? Yeah, that's what I thought. Charge for what you do. You're not nickel and diming. Before we throw out terms that demean and degrade our services, such as nickel and diming, let's first understand the actual definition of them and then see if they fit the narrative. Dentists who charge for what they do definitely are not even close to nickel and diming the patients they serve. Thank you so much for tuning into the My Practice, My Business podcast. You can find additional podcasts you may have missed that will help you with your dental practice at Apple iTunes Podcasts. And remember to become a subscriber to our podcast. Many of you have asked how to help support the My Practice, My Business podcast. If you have enjoyed the program and information you received today, the best way to help is to leave us a 5-star review. Thanks again for allowing us to be a part of your day.